Why'd you have sex with somebody? Before me, before you even knew I was existed. Yeah. When I was married, why were you having sex?
And it's like, am I crazy or does that just mean that I really love you? Like, I don't know.
I think it's both.
Is it toxic?
It's both, for sure. I don't know if it's a red flag or not.
You're not a trash bag yet. We're fucking trash bags.
All right. Oh, I got a bubble in my throat. You hear that?
I heard that.
Since our sound effects don't work, I'm making them myself. No, so you came here at a perfect time.
Why?
Because I think I'm like at that stage of PMS where I just want to eat. No, granted, I have not eaten a lot today, and I have not eaten like shit. I will try to make it like a point to not eat anything crazy. Mm-hmm. But oh my God, all I want to do is, I had to walk out of the kitchen. And I don't know if you heard me say it, but I got up and I was like, I need to get out of here before I continue to eat. And it would be fine normally, but I'm the type of person where I don't know if it's a type of like eating disorder or body dysmorphia or whatever, but when I start cleaning up my eating and I start exercising, and I have a cheat meal, I don't feel like, you know what? I've earned that. I've busted my ass. I've earned that. No. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah, why did you do that?
Yeah.
You just sabotaged everything. All of your workouts, all of your cleaning, all of that. That was all for nothing. And I understand one meal is not going to break it. But after that one meal, I feel like
I'm a slob.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll go all fucking... I don't know. All the hype or new hot trends, like the intermittent fasting. Like, oh, I'm just going to only eat for 8 hours today. And, like, fast for 16 or whatever. And then I'll eat something healthy. Then I'll get a healthy snack or whatever. And then I'll come home and then I'll just eat a whole bag of croutons with Thousand Island. First of all, it's an underrated snack.
Croutons are very good snacks. Like, croutons
They're fucking terrible for you. But they're the best. And then you put Thousand Island, which is basically just sugar with relish in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Don't ask me how they get that, like, pinkish orange color, whatever fucking color that is. I don't know what's in Thousand Island. I've never even taken the time to look at the back of it.
Isn't it kind of like the sauce my mom makes for the burgers?
I think, well, see, one of my favorite hamburgers I ever had, it was called Chubby Burger. It was on Mission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've eaten there. Had to have.
If I did, I don't remember.
You dated Mario, who lived in Fairway, and it's in Fair... Like, is
the one that it has changed to so many different restaurants?
Since yes.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know if I've ever eaten there, though.
They used to put Thousand Island... on their, either that or it was that they made their own sauce. It just tasted a lot like Thousand mm-hmm. Island. Let's see what's in Thousand Island. Because I find it hard to believe that I'm putting ketchup, mayo, mustard, and relish on a salad. I don't really use that when I eat a salad anymore.
Well, I used to, when we were younger, it was like we never had salad dressing in the house, but my dad always wanted salads. And so he would put mayonnaise in his salad. And I would think, oh, that's disgusting.
Holy shit.
But it's actually really good.
It's ketchup, garlic, pickles, so like relish, mayo, lemon juice, and salt.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I am. Per serving is 370 calories.
And that's like a tablespoon?
2 tablespoons.
Damn.
Why is it called Thousand Island, though? Let's see. Region or state, Thousand Islands. Okay, where the fuck that is. I might even try to say that word. It's basically U.S.-Canada border. Yeah. I guess that's where it originated. It's very good, but terrible for you.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's the funny thing. Is like, everyone's like, I'm healthy. I'm eating a salad. Well, what do you got on it?
Yeah.
Ranch. Like, yeah, you're not eating healthy.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely getting vitamins and minerals that you wouldn't if you were eating a hamburger, but...
Well, this is going to sound so stupid, because I was like, oh, hamburgers, they're... Okay, well, this is obvious now that I think about it, but I had this, like, I don't know, maybe it was 5 years ago. Hamburgers really aren't that bad for you. Now, the bun is the fucking worst part of it. Like, the cheese, depending on what cheese you get, I guess, isn't terrible.
Depending on the quality of meat, you might have a lot of fat.
Sure. But then it's the bread. And then when you really think about when you're eating fries, like, this is blows my mind. When you're eating fries, like, let's just say McDonald's. Let's say you get a large McDonald's fry. You're, like, legitimately eating two potatoes.
The best thing ever.
No, I'm not fucking saying it's not. I'm just saying you're like legit housing two potatoes in a sitting, which is fucking insane to think about. That you're, I would never be like, you know what I want? Two potatoes.
Give me those two potatoes right there.
But you fucking cut them up and deep fry them. I'm like, yeah, give me three.
Well, that's kind of like the whole, would you watch a 10-hour movie? No.
No, but I'll watch
it. But if you break it up into 10 one-hour segments, you sit there and watch it all day. 100%.
Because if somebody said, the one that blows my mind, it's the show I never thought I would do it with, was fucking Wednesday with your dad. Never thought we would do that. We legit watched 8 episodes. And if you were like, fucking pretty good new 8-hour movie, I'd be like, go fuck yourself, I'm not doing that. But we sat there and watched 8 episodes of Wednesday, which I did not want to watch, but it was fucking great.
I need to rewatch. I watched it, but I need to rewatch it.
I don't think we watched all 8 in one sitting. We definitely watched 5 or 6, and I then went home and watched the rest of them.
I know I watched all 8. I cannot tell you what it was about, because it's like when I was watching it, I was doing other things. So I wasn't fully engaged in just that.
And there was days where me and you for a while there were just fucking 6, 7, 8, 9 episodes of Last Kingdom or Peaky Blinders.
Great shows.
I mean, those were in your deep depression days.
Yeah.
Which... I mean, look where we're at now.
But the reason we did that, though, was because you had never watched them, and the new seasons were coming out, and I was going to watch them. And I was like, okay, if you're going to watch them with me, you need to watch all. So that's...
It kind of worked. When you think of it, I'm sure we've said it on here before, the timing of everything kind of worked out perfect.
Right.
Like, obviously, unfortunately, Mario passes away. Then... I take a week vacation, and then 5 months later, I get an injury. And now we just spend all this time together.
We had all day long.
And the best part about it was we were like, dude, we're starting a fucking podcast. We're having a launch party. We're fucking doing it. And then I tear my Achilles right before.
A week before, right?
Yeah, that was the first episode. Was talking about how I tore my... Or was... No, it wasn't. We had already done an episode.
But we hadn't dropped them. We were waiting. Fucking the other day, my mom was like, do you have moments still where you're just hit out of nowhere? Like,
she's good for that, huh?
Yeah, she does. She does it all the
fucking worst. It's the worst.
She does it all the time.
She does it to me. I'm like, I was having a good day.
Yeah.
And now you're like, hey, you want to think about something pretty fucked up?
You want to cry real quick?
Do you want to be depressed for a little bit?
And then she's like, yeah. Of course. And I don't know. It's weird because I feel like people don't realize. So I read a thing the other day that kind of like made me mad, kind of like angry. And it was another widow that after her husband passed away, like immediately after, she started dating one of his best friends.
Well,
and they ended up getting married, and now she's divorced. So now she's like, women don't do, like, learn from me. Don't get with someone right away. Don't get like all of this stuff. And it's like, okay, because it didn't work out for you. You want to like, instill this fear into all these other women. And I wasn't okay with it. And it's like, I get it. There are nasty men out there that will take advantage of a woman's vulnerability. I don't know what it was.
Oh, you know, okay.
But she was like, you know, I saw all of the red flags before, but I just wanted to feel something again. I wanted to feel anything other than my grief. And so I ignored them. Well, that's on you. Maybe, maybe instead of advising women to not date and not do these things again so soon after a marriage, after your husband or wife passes away, maybe teach them, don't ignore red flags.
And be also, smart. Yeah, but also don't date your husband's best friend. So that begs, my initial thing is like, that's terrible. Her husband died. How long did you want to fuck the friend for?
Right. And how long did the friend want?
Yeah.
Like, and that was one of the things too, is after Mario passed away, a lot of his people started showing up in my DMs. I'm like, oh, you're disrespectful.
We're not going to sit here and pretend. I won't sit here and pretend that, like, even when I don't think anybody close to me, like, no, like, family members, shit like that. But if I have a, if my friend has an attractive, I can acknowledge that she's attractive. I'm not going to be like, if she gives me the chance, I'm going to do it. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Right. Not like that, but you still acknowledge when somebody that somebody else brings around is attractive. I think everybody does that.
Yeah.
It's like if I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody that we know or that you know that's single.
Do I know anybody single?
You don't, I don't think. That they all of a sudden started dating somebody, you're like, wow, he's fucking handsome as fuck. You would never say that out loud. That's the best part about you, is like, you have those feelings for sure. It's dumb to say that you don't, but then to sit, but you never say it. That's the best part. And I'm not going to speak on Mario because he can't defend himself, obviously, but I refuse to believe that he never found another woman attractive. He was just very good at, like,
it's called respect.
Exactly.
It's funny though, because Brian and I, we were watching a show. So he's going to listen to, if he listens to the podcast anymore, he's going to listen to this and he's like, oh, okay, I get it. So he started watching this one show. It's based in like the 1800s or some shit.
Stupid.
It's not that great.
Yeah. Okay. I seen 5 minutes of it. I was like, I am not into this.
But it's like every other scene is a sex scene. And it's like, a lot, like, you could see a lot, and it's like every other scene, and I'm like, dude, like, I don't even know what this storyline is, because there's so much sex. It's like, we're gonna shoot a person and then they're gonna fuck, and then we're gonna kill this guy and then we're gonna fuck some more, and then like, it was constant, right? So every episode, that's how it is. And I got to the point to where when a sex scene would come on, he would just start laughing, because it's a lot.
Like, often,
right? So last night, he was watching a show with my dad, and I was like, I'm going to see how he feels about this. Like, how would he feel if he comes in and I'm watching a show and all they're doing is fucking, right? Mm-hmm. Just to see.
You should have put porn on.
I don't know how to put porn on this TV.
That's easy. We could find the browser on this TV.
And then watch my children walk in. Anyways, so there's this show on Netflix, and it's called Sex Life.
Oh, is that to do with the hog?
I don't know.
Oh, keep watching.
So I had watched the whole first season before I ever met him. And the second season had come out. I started watching the first episode months ago, and then I just never finished it. So I put on an episode, and sure enough, there's sex scenes. And then he comes walking in, and he's like, what the fuck are you watching? Well, he at first said it because it was just the title was on the screen. I had paused it, so it says Sex Live. And I was like, it's not as bad as what you watch. Because the episodes leading up to that weren't as bad as the show that he watches. But then he lays in the bed with me, and he starts watching it, and it's just sex scene after sex scene after sex scene. And I could tell that whether he wants to admit it or not, he wasn't super comfortable with it, because it was like, oh, do you find that guy attractive? Oh, do you like his like chiseled jawline?
He was asking,
like,
those questions?
Yeah. Like, oh, God. And so it's like, so, okay, so you don't like it. Like, if it's me watching other people have sex, you're not a fan of it. And so,
because you're supposed to be a lady.
I'm supposed to, well, he's supposed
there's
to
not many ladies anymore.
Yeah. So then I did mention, because I'm not afraid to admit it, I have a jealous bone.
Like, oh yeah, for sure.
Him having a life before me, how dare he?
Exactly.
Like, who the fuck you're did not he as think
bad
he
as,
was?
You're not as bad as your brother's wife.
Probably not.
She's fucking terrible.
Like, I understand, but it's like, I don't want to hear about it. Like, there are times where I will ask him things because I am curious, but at the same time, once he tells me, I'm jealous. Like mad. I'm like, yeah. Fucking pissed. What do you mean you had sex with someone else? Yeah.
The fucking last girl I was talking to, I was like, I don't want to know if you fucked a lot of guys, but I do want to know.
Right.
And then she would tell stories, and then she would say a story, and then she would say basically that they had sex, and I'd be like, I don't like that you told me that.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, if I told her fucking anything, she'd be...
There's a comedian where he's talking about how him and his ex will talk about, like, if they've gone to, like, oh, have you ever been to this other... Have you been to this place? And the girl's
Who is that? I'm trying to remember the
guy that looks like my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Who?
He looks like Thomas.
Oh.
But him and his girlfriend are having a conversation, and she mentions that she went somewhere previously with her ex or whatever. And he was like, I don't like that, because now you're telling me, like, basically you're telling me you fuck somebody else. Like,
yeah.
And so it's like, well, now I don't want to go to that place. Well, now I don't want to like do the,
oh, I don't thing. Like doing that shit either.
So, and I when he said that, I was like, that's how I feel. Like,
yeah.
Brian had once told me, we were listening to Luke Combs, like, Gavin had a playlist on Shuffle, and a song came on, and Brian's like, change that. I don't want to hear it. And I was like, why don't you want to hear it? And it was like his ringtone for his ex-girlfriend. And I was like, oh, well, now I don't like Luke Combs.
You don't like him at all?
I don't want to listen to his music
one
now.
You can eliminate one song. You can't eliminate
I could eliminate one song, but now it's like... But
so we're not going to go to Luke Combs concert.
But then he brought up another song that he can't... Like, he hates listening to because it reminds him of her. And so it was just like, oh, okay, yeah.
You could never do that with Morgan Wallen. You can never... He can never be like, this reminds me of Max. You're like, well, it's not Morgan Wallen anymore. You could never.
I could never. It does help that I was kind of already on the outs with Luke Combs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that just kind of solidified it. But it's like, he'll tell me like, oh, yeah, I went to Texas or I went to Arizona. And I'm like, yeah.
You're never going there again.
Who'd you go with? Oh, what did you do? Oh, like, I don't want to go there. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. Well, granted, I didn't get to have these types of feelings with Mario because we had been together since we were 14.
Yeah.
So I never.
I didn't even think about that. You've never had to feel that.
I've never had to feel that.
How's it feel?
I don't like it.
You don't like him in that moment.
I want to like.
Yeah. Why'd you slash
his tires?
Yeah. Why'd you do that? Why'd you have sex with somebody? Before me, before you even knew I was existed. Yeah. When I was married, why were you having sex?
And it's like, am I crazy or does that just mean that I really love you? Like, I don't know.
I think it's both.
Is it toxic?
It's both, for sure. I don't know if it's a red flag or not.
I don't know.
I don't know what red flags are because I clearly fucking ignore them.
I mean,
I'll tell you, I don't mean to cut you off. My mom said I gotta stop doing that, but she can go fuck herself. Here it is. Here we go. Do we have
anything
good
to dip potato chips in? No.
No.
Weirdo.
She's a big
TikToker. Close the door all the way. You're terrible at doing that.
Oh, I thought she wasn't gonna do it. I matched with this girl on, she messaged me. I have this thing on, this new thing. No, it's not a new thing. It's kind of something I do where I just match with people and just never talk to them.
Okay.
So this one chick we matched, she goes, and we've matched a number of times. And she's like, we had to have set a record for most times matched without saying anything. And I didn't respond. And I think that was hilarious. Because I thought about responding, and I was like, but if I were, but now I want to respond and be like, you ruined it.
You should. Can't do that right now.
All right, I'll do it right now. Hold on. But then I matched with this chick, and she's pretty cute. And then, but in the thing, it says celibate, and I'm like, I can't be with her. But you want to know why? Here, I'll show you her right now. She's pretty,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is my thing with it. Says celibate. Now, for me, I'm like, oh, you used to be a hoe.
Yeah.
Because nobody at 27 is like, yeah, I've just never had sex.
There's a few. I mean, it's rare they're like saving myself for marriage, but that would be different than saying celibate. I'll go
find her Instagram. I'm not a stalker, dude. Don't think I am. It's tagged in her bio. If she has a bunch of followers, then we know for sure. I gotta get off these things. She doesn't have a bunch of followers. Now I have to go respond to the girl. You've ruined it. Where's she at? And put, and you ruined it.
And then make
sure. If she doesn't laugh at, dude, I sent, sometimes I get on a roll on these things where I send the best opening lines and they don't respond. I'm like, that's fucking, I sent one, I can't remember what I, let me see. Cause I sometimes get in a real silly mood and I'm like, I'm just going to try to make them laugh. Let me see if I can find it. I might not want to repeat
it. See, I used to have good opening lines, but it is all dependent on what their profiles. Because, like, I would go through the profile, and I would, like, say something based off of what was in the profile. And then when I got to Brian, like, I didn't have time to be clever. Like, because I hadn't been on the app for a couple weeks and I saw that he had swiped on me and I was like, I just need to respond now because I don't know if this one's off the market now. And so I was just very, very basic and just, hey, what's up? Hey, how are you?
It never works that way.
Well, it worked this time.
Brian's here. I can't find it now, but I thought it was good.
Hi, Brian.
Brian's here. Should we plug in another mic for you? Yeah.
Can I ask you, is my jealous bone a toxic trait or do you find it attractive? Does it make you feel more loved or does it make you feel like this bitch is crazy?
Never the second one.
That's what makes you feel more loved.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I feel the same way.
Okay. Do you? Yeah. All right. It's harder for you. You got two walking examples. Just walking around.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he didn't even tell him. Well, he can't really be jealous. Like, if he tells you a story and you're like, oh, who'd you go to Texas with?
Oh, yeah.
And then your kids come downstairs and he's like, oh, you did have sex before me.
I get it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyways, I didn't tell you this, or did I tell you this, that I really took advantage of Valentine's Day on dating apps?
No.
Oh, dude, I sent the same message to 50 different women.
What was the message?
I sent them an emoji of a rose and chocolate. And said some shit like happy I got you, what, I don't know what the fuck I said, but I just scrolling through and I mean a bunch of non-replies. They're obviously fake profiles because who's not gonna respond to that?
You are hilarious.
Oh dude, I have a good time on dating apps sometimes. I don't find anybody, but
you should have redone John Party's lyrics about like the last time come in here drinking all by yourself, but like reword it to where it last time you're alone on Valentine's Day.
Dude, you know what? Speaking of chocolates, I just thought this is how my head works. Chocolates, box of chocolates. I seen this reel or a short.
Forrest Gump?
Yes. Somebody was like, name the most evil villain in any movie you've ever seen. And they were like, Ginny from Forrest Gump. And I was like, I have to hear this. He was like, the whole time, he just wants to be with Jenny. the whole time she denies him all the time, leaves him, tells him can't be with him, then has sex with him finally, hides his kid from him for years, and then wants to be married to him when she's dying. I was like, dude, she's the biggest villain of all time. She's the worst person of all time.
Well, yeah, I agree.
So I didn't mean to derail the podcast. I just had to get that out in that. I want, if nobody had seen that, I wanted people to know that.
It's funny because the biggest villain in your life has a similar name.
Oh, all right.
Well, did you relate?
No. I think about that often. Like, I wonder if we ran into each other, would she try to fight me? I mean, it would definitely not end well for her, but like, would she like yell at me type of thing?
I don't think so.
No, but she wouldn't probably be cordial. She wouldn't say anything.
No, I think she would just ignore the fact that you were even there.
I fantasize about seeing each other out at like a bar or like a restaurant. Not in like, oh, we're going to get back together type of shit, but just how, God, a hair in your mouth is literally
the worst.
The worst thing of all. Like, I don't know how cats do it. It makes me want to throw the fuck up.
They cough up fur balls.
Yeah, well, I felt like I was going to cough up something.
Well, it's the worst because you could feel it in your mouth. Your tongue and the roof of your mouth feel it. But then, like, you dig around with your finger and somehow you constantly miss it.
Yeah, it's, well, needle in a haystack type of thing. And you just look at your finger fucking your mouth for 10 minutes. I just came from the gym. That was gross. I didn't wash my hands. I mean, I did put hand sanitizer on, which I will say the best thing that came out of COVID is there is hand sanitizer everywhere now.
But not always the greatest smell.
No, it's, first of all, this one just smells like alcohol, which does get me in the mood.
The one at our gym smells like fucking vinegar.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't smell good. Don't like
how you said that word.
Shut up. So are we golfing?
Oh, dude, we're golfing again. When? Well, this is going to be so boring for everybody. But first of all, it's raining here right now. And I don't think you were either one. Yeah, you know, you definitely were not outside when it was raining. You weren't outside. It rained in my life. That's the hardest I've seen it rain.
It rained. It was hailing also.
Well, I don't. Yeah, it was. But they weren't landed on the ground where I was at.
Oh, they were here.
But the drops of rain were literally the size of half dollars.
Yeah, they were huge, falling hard.
I was taking a shit, scared. I thought the roof was going
to
cave in.
I had to try Gavin a roof
caving in on you while you're taking a shit.
And it rained for a long time like that. It wasn't passing by. It stayed here. Like, I had to drive Gavin back to school and the fucking roads were flooded. Rivers rushing down.
Fucking, I was going to say a foot of rain, but I don't even know how they measure how much rain we got.
You know, I was thinking that too. It's like, do they have like a bin?
That's what I thought too. It's like, did you just put a bucket out? And they're just like, how much did we get?
Yeah, because you can't just do it on a regular ground because, I mean, there's grass that absorbs in. Yeah,
basically they have to put something out. But who's the guy? It's like, get the buckets ready.
Yeah. But what if it's like a narrow bucket? And so then it fills up higher.
I see. I don't know how they do this. We should probably. I don't even want to know. I just want to see. I think that they just put a bunch of tubes out, just a narrow bunch of tubes.
Maybe the average.
I don't know. We don't know. But we got there was. What's a lot in a day? Like 6 inches of rain?
Probably.
We got that in 20 minutes.
A lot. It
fucking dumped.
He said it didn't rain at all over there in Alameda. Not at all?
See, this is what I'm saying. Your dad says we're fucking stupid when it says 45%. Doesn't mean it's a 45%. Okay, we looked it up, so I think I was wrong because I did hear that when it says 45%, it means 45% of the area is going to get rain.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, no, it means 45% chance. I'm like, that's what I thought too. And then I looked it up, and he was right. But I do tend to... I mean, he's
the wording on things were a little.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
you could interpret it however you want.
But I was in fucking Hayward all day and it didn't rain. I got like a light sprinkle for like 2 minutes. And I was like, oh, that's all we're getting today? And then I got home and I was like, holy shit.
Well, the funny part about it is maybe 10, 15 minutes before it started raining, my mom went outside and came back inside. And she was like, I wonder if they're going to cancel Travian's game today. Mind you, there's no rain yet. She goes, I wonder if they're going to cancel Travian's game today. Have you seen the clouds outside? They're really dark. And I wanted to be like, that doesn't mean, why would they?
Yes, it does.
Why would they cancel the game if the clouds are dark, right? Well, it doesn't mean it's going to, yes, it might rain, but it's not, it doesn't mean it's going to rain like crazy. And then 10, 15 minutes later, it's fucking dumping outside. And I was like,
that was enough to cancel the game.
Yeah, it did get canceled.
Yeah. It rained like that for a half hour.
It probably just stopped.
No.
It rained heavy like that for a half hour to an hour, probably. And then it trickled down, but it stayed raining. Yeah,
it just stopped. I hate the rain. But on the bright side.
Donald Trump.
No, what?
I've been waiting to bring this up.
Hold on. Well, he's back on the ballot. Is that what you want to bring up?
He won for, he's the candidate.
Oh, yeah. That one chick dropped out.
Everyone else dropped out.
Yeah. Who? No. What?
Yeah, what's the bright side?
No. Slow greens? Yeah, they will be slow, but courses will be flooded too. So we have to really pick where we're going to go. I don't think it rained much in Livermore, but that's kind of a hike. But we can always go to Mason's after. So anyways, daylight savings is right around the corner.
Oh, I know. It's a good thing and a bad thing.
No, it's the best thing. Why is it a bad thing?
Best thing because more sunlight. Bad thing because you lose an hour.
One day.
Okay, but then you take, when you get old, it takes a while to adjust to that.
I can confirm that it took me the last time change, I was like, is this, I thought time was supposed to be speeding up when you get old. It felt like the days were 35 hours long.
It does get depressing when it's like 4:30 and it's already dark outside.
Oh, it's the fucking worst. It's my least favorite. I think March, April is my least favorite time of year because baseball just starts and I come home every day after work and my mom is just watching some obscure two teams she has no affiliation to. Like when she's doing it with football, I'm like, okay, I fuck with football. I know a lot of players in football. I grew up my whole life playing baseball. I don't watch baseball like that unless it's my team. And even then, I don't really watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But then it'd just be the fucking Braves and the Marlins playing. I'm like, why are we fucking watching? And it's my least favorite time of year. Because it's smack dab in between winter and, I mean, is April spring?
April is spring.
It is spring. Okay. Yeah, you're right. But then you still can get rain. So yeah. I'm like, is it going to rain today? Summer, we know we're not getting rain. But one of my mom's dumb fucking coworkers told her today, we're going to have a cold summer because of global warming. And I was like, you should have fucking hit her.
Is it one of the coworkers that listens to this?
I don't know. I hope it is. I hope it is her. Fucking don't say that shit. Don't put that juju out there. We had a cold one it wasn't cold.
But it definitely wasn't was hot.
I would say 90% of the time 77 and below.
Yeah.
In between like 68 and 77. And then occasionally, I think we had a week where it was like in the 90s.
Well, it sucks because all of the days that it is hot, it's a weekday. And then the weekends come and it's cold and it's like, fucking, you can't do shit because now it's freezing.
Nothing pisses me off more than 85 all week, but you're working 10, 12 hour days. Weekend, 60. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
So this, I'm calling for it. I'm putting it out there. 70 during the week, 85, because 85 is perfect.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Perfect weather. But I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to be working so much more than I have been. So
we'll have to see how this works.
I'm going to be on a real tight schedule here.
Okay.
I'm also trying not to get fat.
Are you afraid of that?
Yeah, because it's a lot of just sitting in a truck all day now.
Do you have a partner?
No.
So you're there with your thoughts all day.
I'm there with my thoughts all day now. I do drive now.
I know, but like you're constantly getting out now, like you're.
Yeah, no, I'm constantly moving at my job. So instead of driving 15 minutes to go do something, now I'm driving 2 seconds, right. 3 seconds. So I've really been like, we're not getting fat. Because everybody's like, you're going to get fat doing that job. I'm like, you don't know me, dude. I will fucking take 4 meals to work. If I have to be there all day, I'm low carb, fucking high protein, taking a protein bar, taking a lunch.
Well, that's like, I think that's been one of the craziest, not craziest, but that's been one of the adjustments. Okay, again, like not to compare Mario and Brian, but Mario was on the road all day for work, 12 hours minimum a day. So he would be out there breakfast, lunch, dinner. So I would have to pack a whole day's worth of food and snacks and everything for him. Otherwise he would just blow through our checking account, buying food everywhere. Oh, yeah. So I would have to go grocery shopping and buy like snacks galore. Like, I don't know, just to keep the guy fed. And then Brian, I'll be like, okay, well, what do you need? What do I need to get for your lunch? And it's like, nothing. I buy him nothing.
What, do they give you food?
He eats leftovers for some of his lunches. And every Wednesday, they buy him lunch. So it's been like
a total. So you just not eat all day at work?
Well, they have snacks at his work, too. So they have a break room full of snacks and all kinds of different beverages.
You just get whatever you want whenever you want. Nice. That's pretty sick.
Yeah. So I save money on a grocery bill, but then also the weekend comes and then he's like, hey, let's go to Target and spend $20 on candy, $20 on ice cream, $20 on chips.
I've never seen you eat more ice cream in my life. Granted, I've been around you more, but I've in this 6 months, I've never seen you eat more ice cream. And I don't ever want to hear you bitching about how you can't lose weight, because I see the ice cream. I see the candy. I see it. I see it all.
It's this guy.
You're a bad influence. Because she wants to lose weight. And you want to do the relationship thing and gain 15, which I think you have.
Poor Brian.
I want you to be the Brian in the pics that we see. I was like, damn, Brian's pretty jacked.
Are you talking about the first ones that I showed you before you ever met him?
Yeah, those ones.
I think because
when
of
he
those
was on his cycle, you mean? He doesn't say he takes steroids, but he did. He says he just took HGH or some shit. Steroids. This is the problem with you not having a mic. You can't defend yourself. And you're not going to speak out of turn because you don't have a mic. Anyways.
Okay. He's like, everyone's like, Jessica, where are you? Why are you not defending your boyfriend?
No, it's because this is man to man now. This is why I don't. That's the shit I don't like, is I'll be talking with like, sometimes I'll be talking like with my cousins and they're significant others or their mom will be around. Mm-hmm. It's usually women. You'll be talking shit. They'll talk shit to me. And I'm like, hell yeah, I got one for you. Bang, hit him with it. And then the significant other mom jump. Your mom does it to me all the time.
Yeah, I know.
When he makes it, I'm like, he called me a fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I told him he's retarded. And now you're getting on me. What are we doing here? This shit happens all the time.
He didn't say anything to you for you to attack him in this instance.
He told me the snacks that he has at work, and I can just see him maybe indulging a little too much. I know. This is what he said. This is what he said for people who didn't hear him. He said that they have cereal, oatmeal. He conveniently did this. He said cereal, oatmeal, healthy, unhealthy. Protein bars. Cup of noodles, healthy, unhealthy. And he said beef jerky and chips, healthy, unhealthy. Now, you knowing your boyfriend, which options do you think he's going with? I think he's getting a lot of chips and cups of noodles. I see, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I heard that, I was like, my boy's eating a lot of chips.
Do you eat a lot of chips?
If I had them for free, I'm housing chips all day. I would breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack, chips, if you let me.
So we never have soda here. Like, it's very rare we have soda here.
That's a new thing.
And
who is the driving force in that? Because Mason claims he doesn't like soda like that.
I don't.
You guys had 2 liters upon 2 liters.
When we were younger.
No.
That's my dad does the Coke Zero.
Oh, gotcha.
So, when we lived in the apartment, we never had soda at the apartment. So when we get soda, the kids just fucking down it. Because they're like, we never get this. Who knows when we're going to get it again. But anyway, so we never have that stuff here. They have it at his work.
Do you house it?
I think he has like 3 Cokes a day.
That's crazy. I can't tell you this. Those are health. That's crazy. Those Cokes are healthier than Coke Zeros.
I'm sure they are.
100%. I mean, the sugar, whatever, but at least it's real sugar. I work for Pepsi still for a little bit. They have a full vending machine. Fountain machine with all of the soda. And I look at it and walk the other way. I go and put ice in my Hydro Flask there and don't ever think about getting a soda. I think I've got, but see, I've never drank soda.
See,
I would be on the water machine.
Electrolytes, you can have caffeine.
Oh, dude, what are we doing?
Water.
Yeah, that's where we need to go. We need to go there.
So, but he used to tell me that he didn't like soda. And so for him to like be drinking 3 sodas a day, I'm like, what?
It's honestly just caffeine.
Okay. You just said you could get caffeine in your water. You just said you could put electrolytes and caffeine in your water.
If you mix, you put a little caffeine in there and you put flavor in there, bang. That's an energy drink, basically.
Water that you have to have the water
base. No, I understand, but the caffeine, you can then put the caffeine in.
Yeah.
Then it'd be an energy drink.
It's flavored. Yeah.
They don't give you they don't have like a coffee machine.
Every kind of coffee you want.
What the fuck are we doing?
Nespresso.
But see, this is the thing: is like we say that we're not allowing him to defend himself, but he also on the weekends gets a small coffee that has 650 calories in it. He gave me his order and I was like, Jesus Christ, there's 500 calories in this coffee and mine is double the size of yours. And I have 160. Like, what? Yeah. You like sweet shit, dude.
He very much so. He does not like the taste of coffee. He likes sugar with his coffee.
Oh, no. He likes coffee with his sugar.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. That one he had me pick up that one time. I was like, this fucking milk.
Yeah. Basically, flavored milk.
It's milk with like, but he gets an extra shot and it's still white. That's what I don't understand. It's like he has more caffeine than me and his drink is significantly lighter.
It's because of the fucking syrup sauce that they put at the bottom.
Oh, they put so much shit in those things. I try to get my coffee order. I try to make it. I think I'm healthy because I get that. I'm like, let me get the Nitro Cold Brew because I need all the caffeine. And let me get a splash of fucking, what's this one I get?
The sweet cream.
Sweet cream. Fucking, that can't be good for you.
It's a whole lot healthier than than most of the other coffees.
Oh, all right. Well, then I think I'm doing fine.
So on the days that I want to be like really, really good about my calories, I get that.
Yeah, because it's only like 70 calories.
But you know what? I used to order the largest coffee thinking, oh, I'm getting more caffeine in it, right? No.
Yeah, more water.
You're getting more milk.
Oh, well.
You have a double the drink size, but only one shot more than this. And it's like, okay, so I'm paying for all of this extra milk. And so I stopped ordering that size coffee because I don't need all of the calories and sugar from the milk. Just give me my caffeine.
I would have never thought I'd be a coffee guy. Like, if you told me that I would get two coffee, this is, I'm telling you, I'm bleeding my account. I'm getting two coffees a day. That's fucking $10, $11.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm just fucking.
How many points do you, like, do I'm, you?
I'm 100% or am beating Shannon this year.
Oh, yeah?
100%.
I did not like how they came out with the stats for this year. Like,
oh, yeah. It's like,
how many drinks you've ordered. Oh, and
how many days are we in, roughly, would you say?
I don't, what month are we in? March?
March. So we're, short month, February.
So we're 60-something.
Let's just say a big round number, we're like 100 days in, right?
We're only at the beginning of March, right?
Yeah, but January's 31. Oh, yeah. What the fuck happened? Where's the other month I was thinking of?
I don't know. Yeah. You made me feel like I was crazy for saying 60-something. 60 days.
Easy. This is easy 100 coffees.
That's crazy.
Easy. I mean, because I'll get one in the morning and I'll get one for a pre-workout. That's 5 days a week. And then I'm getting one on the, yeah. So 10, 12, yeah. I mean, I deposit money in that motherfucker and it's gone. It's like, yeah. Here, you have insufficient funds. You need to put more money on your account. It's $25. I do that 3 times a week.
So
God,
I.
That's so bad.
I have all of my bills on my calendar. So when I open the calendar, it says when it's due and how much it's due. But I haven't updated them since I lived in the apartment. So the other night, sitting in bed and I'm updating it, and I just started stressing out so bad. I'm like, I have like so much money in bills. Like, what? Like, how can I, like, even there's two bills that I could eliminate in the next few months. And even then it's like so much money in bills.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, how can I make more money? I need to make more money. Fucking A.
People are just selling feet pics on there and making millions.
I don't know.
No, don't ever do that. I'd lose a little bit of respect.
You know why I wouldn't do that? It's because people that are buying feet pics, probably not the most mentally stable. And I don't need people trying to like find me. I don't need them to get obsessed over my feet and then be like, I need to see the rest. And then they are determined to find me some way. And I think part of this fear is the fact that when I worked at the dental office, I think I told this story once before on here. I worked at the dental office and I worked alone on Wednesdays and I was still new. And there were 4 phone lines in the office. But if a phone call ever came through on line 2, 3, or 4, we knew it was a wrong number because they're, it's not listed for the medical office, for the dental office. So I'm there one Wednesday and a call comes through on the 3rd line and I pick it up and they're like, is this so-and-so auto body shop? And I'm like, no, you have the wrong number. And then the guy starts flirting with me. I get off the phone. He calls back, flirting with me still. Get off the phone. He calls back and he's like, I'm going to find you. And I was like, what the fuck ever. Hang up. At the time, I was not with Mario, but I text messaged him and I was like, hey, do you mind coming and sitting with me at the office? There's this guy, he keeps calling and he says like, he's going to find me and that he's going to go to every dental office in Union City until he finds me. And he's like, I'm busy. I can't. It's like, all right, fine. So then, again, we were not together and we were single and I was technically dating someone else at this time. And this person worked a street or 2 streets over from me. So I text message him and I was like, hey, can you,
it's kind of fucked if you called Mario first.
Yeah. Well, this guy was a manager, so I knew he could just come and go. Like if he wasn't in meetings, he could just come and go. So, I was like, hey, are you able to come? Blah, blah, blah. Like I told him the whole situation and he was like, no, I can't. I have a meeting, but you should contact the police so that they could file a police report or whatever, or like get the police involved. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that because what if nothing comes of it? Like I would feel stupid. So then I'm there and from my desk, there's windows and I could see outside My friend, who was also my coworker at the time, her husband called to talk to his wife, forgetting that she doesn't work on Wednesdays. So I'm telling him the story about this guy that keeps calling. And as I'm telling him, I see two guys walking up. And I was like, holy shit, there's guys walking to the door right now. And he's like, okay, stay on the line with me. If it's them, just keep talking. Stay on the phone. I'm on my way. I have my bats in the back. I don't even know where he was. Like, I think he worked in Newark at the time. I don't know. So I don't know if he was coming from work or whatever. He's like, I'm on my way. Just stay on the phone. Pretend I'm a patient. You know, ask me questions, whatever. And so I'm on the phone and the guys come walking in and the guy has a flower in his hand. He puts it on the desk and he pushes it towards me. And he's like, Jessica, I found you. I was fucking terrified.
Was he attractive?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's two men. Now they're just sitting. They're sitting in the waiting room waiting for me to get off the phone. I'm like, fucking A, like, this guy needs to hurry up and get here. And like 10 minutes go by and they finally get up and they leave. But when he leaves, he gives me his business card. And so I tell my friend's husband, like, they're gone. You don't need to come. It's fine. So then I go to the police station, which is down the street from my work. And I tell them everything that happened. I give them the fucking business card of this guy. They tell me they can't do anything. The guy did nothing wrong.
Technically, he did nothing
wrong. But yeah. They were like, we'll send a cop out so that you could file a police report. No cop ever came.
Yeah.
The guy, the address on his business card was to his house, which is right behind the police station. And I was just like, that's so fucked up. And the guy, he worked on gutters. So my manager at the time had a really good family friend who I had met, and so he had a crush on me, and she told him about the incident and was like, hey, do you know who this is? He knew exactly who it was. And so then he went and threatened the guy. It was like, he pretended like we were together. We weren't. But it was just like, don't ever go back there type shit. But so because of that, I'm like, I don't want,
I mean, he's kind of sweet.
No.
I mean, I see why you're like stalker for sure, but also like, that's the start of a fucking movie.
A murder mystery.
Yeah, well, I didn't say it was a good movie. For him, it's delightful. He did find you. And kudos to him for, I'll tell you this about him. When he puts his mind to something, he does finish.
Fucking creepy.
He got you a present too. So maybe be a little fucking grateful.
Fucking creepy. So.
But let's be honest. If he was a 9 out of 10... this story goes completely different.
No, because...
All right. I don't believe that at all.
You should believe it because...
No, knowing... Okay, sure. You're right. Knowing you, yes. That goes complete. It does go complete. The thing is, he could have been attractive. I am sure he wasn't. I believe you when you say that. But the fact that he did that makes him severely less attractive to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But...
It was creepy as all hell.
You gotta admire the guy a little bit. I do. The chick I just got done talking to, she would have loved that. She would have fucked him right then. She would have fucked him right then and there.
I mean, granted, it's not that hard. Google the phone number. You're going to find information. Yeah, like, well, it didn't
you guys had cell phones, so.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't that long ago.
Also, you weren't there by yourself.
No, I was there by myself.
No, you were not there by yourself.
What do you mean?
So you were the only person in the entire building.
Not in the entire building, right. But in my suite, yes.
In your suite? Didn't your suite connect to the offices?
You would have to walk outside.
Oh.
Like, nobody could get into my office. That's the one right here? Yeah.
Oh. I don't remember that place that well. I got drugged when I was in there.
Yeah.
Were you working too that day? No, I don't think you were.
I remember Eric going in. I don't remember you going in.
They fucked up. Oh, did they fix Eric's?
No, they couldn't do.
Oh, yeah. Somebody
his teeth
did.
Were so deep.
He had one, like, in his chin, basically.
Yeah. They couldn't get to it.
Dad had put that motherfucker under twice.
That's fucking crazy. There was one time that, since you were talking about other offices in the building, the office next door to us, one day their security, the alarm system was going off for hella long. And the doctor I worked for was like, you know, just go next door and make sure everything's fine. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
yeah, why would you go do that?
I'm not going to go next door. Are you? No.
I used to have to deliver to a children's dental office. And all the women there were like super nice. And I was like, which I don't, you know what's crazy? I'm just thinking about this now. You see a lot of male dentists,
mm-hmm.
but not a lot of male
dental assistants.
Yeah.
There. So the last few dental offices I've been to, there have been a lot of
gay.
No.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of men.
I'm just saying I've assistants. Personally never seen one.
Yeah. I think in the last couple dental offices I've had, two. There's one where I go now. He looks like he probably thought he was a gangster at one point in his life.
No. So anyways, I used to deliver on a lot. And I was fucking appalled when I walked. First of all, the door was wide open when they were doing whatever they were doing to this child. It was an orthodontist. It wasn't a dentist. I mean, I've never seen a mouth stretched so fucking far open in my life. Like, that kid's jaw is going to be sore for 3 weeks, dude. I mean, they had a whole contraption stretching his... And then I thought, like, when they pulled my teeth, is that what I look like? Because he was fucking...
Well, it depends, but at my office, they put bite blocks.
I mean, they had a whole contraption holding his mouth open. It was nuts. I was like, I just go put my whole hand in his mouth. He's like fucking five.
When I worked at the dental office, we had, I don't know what was going on, but there was a couple months where we had a roach problem. And I remember sitting in at my desk and I'm looking into the waiting room and there's like a dead roach on the welcome mat and a little boy goes and like picks it up. And I'm like, I'm not going to do anything about this. I'm not touching the roach. I could see it's there. I could see what just happened. I'm not doing shit about it. I apologize, but I'm not disposing of it.
Give that to me.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Hell no.
Oh, it was awful.
Man. You ever think that you could still be doing that?
Oh, I'd be miserable.
Would you?
Yeah, I hated it.
Did you?
I hated it.
Why? There's not much to do.
Fucking patients are the worst.
Yeah, it's true. Customers are the worst. Well, they're not the worst. I mean, you get bad customers. Oh, we have a development. I'll tell you after this ends. There's a development in a story that I said I wouldn't tell on here for a while.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a development in that.
Good too. Or bad?
I don't know. Should we just end this and I'll tell you?
I don't want to know.
Bye.